It's Thursday, and every Thursday in the summer, at this time, we place a call to Backroads Bill Steer, and he steers us down the back roads of northeastern Ontario, taking in some of the natural wonders, the hidden gems that are out there, some of the stories as well that swirl around the rocks and the trees and the waterways of this region. Bill is an adventurer and the founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He also teaches part-time at Canada College and Nipissing University, and we've got Bill on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Megan. I'm really excited to talk about the Dolmen Stone. It's not about that insect sex story that was on before the top of the hour.
You like that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, let's talk rocks, because you sent me some photos of these Dolmen Stones, and we put them up on the CBC website, so people can go there right now if they want to have a look, cbc.ca/Sudbury. But explain for people, what do they look like and what are they?
Yeah, it's important to get a kind of a visual of this, and they are on the website. And they're found throughout the world, and they're here in northeastern Ontario and northern Ontario in general. We take round rocks called erratics. It comes from the Latin word errare. And this is parent material that was transported by the glaciers, between 5,000 and 10,000 years ago. And then the ice kind of melted and deposited these erratics. They're large round rocks, ATV in size, shopping cart and larger. Some of them are as large as small cars. And all of a sudden you come to a site and here's this great big round rock perched on at least three. So in other words, it's like a stool. It's being supported, and obviously you can look right under or climb right under, and they're there. And you say, how did that happen? Well, there's kind of two theories to this, and one is the glacier theory, is that, over time there were so many rocks moved. I mean, all the Canadian Shield is made up of rocks and material moved by the glaciers, that it's just the luck of the draw. And then there are people like Dennis Smick. He's a recipient of the Governor General's Diamond Jubilee Medal. He's the editor of the Driftwood newspaper, and more importantly, he's a licensed avocational archaeologist. Now, he's identified and registered hundreds of archaeological sites throughout northwestern Ontario. And he says, he said to me, as always, Backroads Bill, contact somebody for these stories. And he said, I can't write up the one we visited, and he's taken to me one, and I've been to others, because they are not recognized as archaeological sites unless someone finds other stuff like artifacts and pictographs. But he says, I have a difficult time accepting that the glaciers deposited so many large stones on top of two or more smaller ones. These Dolmen Stones, again, which are found throughout the world, and I've been to the ones in Jordan. I found them this year, and they're on the, and these particular ones in Jordan were on the east side of the Jordan River Valley. It's linked to the Neolithic period of about 7,000 years ago, and they mark spiritual sites or tombs or crypts, and they're there. The rocks there are rectangular, whereas the ones in northern Ontario are round, and so it's the same thing. Someone put them there, so we have to think, well, there's different theories in northern Ontario. There's one in the Boundary Waters, which is just south of Quetico Provincial Park, where they call it the Viking Stone, because they think the Vikings, and of course there's that theory that the Vikings were into the interior of North America, if you prescribe to the Beardmore relic theory of Beardmore in northwestern Ontario, you might think that. And then there are these other ones that I visited as well. So seeing is believing, that's that old common proverb that says truth is in the eye of the beholder. So there are many examples of significant known truth that have now been proven to be wrong.
They really are mysterious when you look at them, just the way they're perched on those rocks. So there's, I guess it is still up for debate whether it is man-made or natural.
Yeah, I think so. And again, seeing is believing, if you go there, the truth about the stone, Dolmen Stones, rests with what you want to see, hear, and know. Maybe we never want to know. The pursuit of finding other stones continues. And maybe archaeologists in northern Ontario like David Slattery or John Pollock could steer us to other ones. But on the site, there is, in the story is there, and of course the photos and the Google map directions to get there, they're not hard to find. There's one at White River, just kind of probably on the perimeter of the CBC Morning North listening area, and then the really easiest one is the one near Ignis, and I've plotted that all out, and it's easy to get to. I mean, you could drive there and put your canoe in the water, you'd be within 45 minutes or an hour, and they're neat to see. I mean, if nothing else, you look at that and say, how did that happen?
So is this Northern Ontario Stonehenge then?
Well, we talked about Stonehenge on previous summers, and that's the one near Larder Lake, and where all the stones are lined up in a north-south direction linked to the pole star in the sky. It's a native spiritual site. They've had elders there saying that it's a power snare, and so it these may be. I don't know. I just like to see them.
They are pretty cool, I have to say. All right, Bill. Well, we've got the directions up on the website for folks there. So where are we off to next week on the radio?
Next week, we're going to the land of the big goose. I've always wondered about where did those group of seven artists, where did they paint those masterpieces? And by example, we're going to go to one near the Wawa area.
All right. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Megan.
That is Backroads Bill Steer, an adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. Also teaches part-time at Canadore and Nipissing University. And he joins us each week through the summer with a new adventure, some great ideas for something different to do in northeastern Ontario. And you can find all the coordinates, the GPS, the maps, photos, everything that Bill talked about on our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury.